The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Cruise Radio is brought to you in part by TripInsurance.com. Travel insurance done right by the people who know travel insurance. Get a quote today at TripInsurance.com.
Broadcasting from the TripInsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida.
This is
Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. So happy to have you here. Dan Skilkin from TripInsurance.com is on the line. I wrote an article about 2 weeks ago called Seven Excuses People Use Not to Carry Travel Insurance. Created quite the controversy. So looking forward to talking to Dan here. Before we get to cruise news with Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy, don't forget about Cruise Radio Insider, daily podcast just like this, catching you up on the cruise news, just quick hits of the news throughout the week. So just search it right here on iTunes or iHeartRadio or Stitcher Radio Network. Also, Cruise Radio Insider, our Facebook page. We'd love to have you on there as well. So just search us on Facebook or check out the show notes for all these links, cruiseradio.net. All right, Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy, is here. What's up, Stuart?
Hey, Doug.
So we both just got back from Carnival's new cruise port they're opening in October called Amber Cove. What were your thoughts of it?
I actually liked it a lot, Doug. I think it has tremendous potential. We saw incredible cooperation between the government, the cruise line, the port, the port owners, and it was almost like it was too easy to put this project together.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was just so cooperative, so happy. It's going to be a great facility for the Carnival Corp brands. I also think it's going to be a great staging point for the Fathom brand, and I think people are really going to enjoy Puerto Plata, which really hasn't had cruise ships visiting there on a regular basis, believe it or not, in 30 years.
Yeah.
But it's got tremendous opportunity and activities just there at the port, but they're really encouraging passengers and providing various, trips for people to get into the countryside. And when I mean countryside, Doug, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They've got quite a countryside that if you want to get out in the middle of nowhere, they've got a tour and options for you.
yeah, they have 42 of them at Amber Cove there. And one thing I like about this one, Stuart, is that they have a zip line in the cruise port, a water slide in the cruise port, cabana rentals that are on the hills in the cruise port, and it's just 25 acres of stuff to do. And you're going to see the normal Caribbean shops like Diamonds International and all that, but you're not going to see the Fat Tuesdays and all that there because it's all local Dominican Republic companies that are setting up there.
Going to be busy, but it really is a nice port. They did a really nice job.
I know you've been extremely busy today, Stuart, talking to press in the Alabama area because there was an announcement with the Port of Mobile, which has been empty since 2011. What did we hear over there?
Well, the news, the mayor from Mobile just returned from visiting Carnival Corporation's office in Miami, and they are in discussion for Carnival to return at some point. They're hoping to have the contract signed by the end of September, which will detail, when Carnival goes back. We definitely know it would be a fantasy class ship as, Carnival's trying to figure out what to do with, those aging eight ships. And, those are ships that are, going to 3-, 4-, and 5-night markets. When they left Mobile in 2011, it was never goodbye forever.
Well, Mobile is like the Rolling Stones. It's never really a farewell tour. It's just, we'll see you in a couple of years.
or the Eagles,
Yeah, or them too,
really
or Kiss up. Or anybody. Yeah, so moving on here then, on the subject of Carnival announced that they are upping sailings to Bermuda in 2016. When we say upping, we already knew Carnival was going to Bermuda, but did we know they were doing this many sailings?
We did, and what they did is they just highlighted that, they're going to be there for 6 sailings on different ships from different ports.
Okay.
So it was a great opportunity for them to highlight, hey, we're going to be in Bermuda as well as many of our sister companies, and why don't you guys make some bookings?
Holland America has been we want to say Holland America is doing ongoing testing with their internet program because we're always reading about this. What are they testing now?
They had gone from the per minute to per megabyte, and it was actually a lot less expensive because it wasn't so much rattled on time. You know how often, I mean, look, anyone who's been on a cruise knows how insanely frustrating it could be because they charge you by the minute, and it could be 4 to 5 minutes before you actually get onto the internet or get anywhere on the internet. Now it looks like they're testing a new program that you know, you can get up to 1,000 minutes for about $250.
I do like that Holland America has the social plan option, like Carnival.
Well, it's nice that they're taking advantage of what's working for many of their sister companies. And look, they're just trying to see what works. You know, what their passengers are doing. Do you like the smaller bundles, the larger bundles? You know, are you just using just a little bit of bandwidth? This way they can get you the right package, but you know, it's just, there's so many different plans that it's confusing. It's almost like you know, what's your favorite color? Make it easy. Come up with a few different options, but you know, by the time you get to the end of it, it's just so confusing.
Good Lord willing, and the creeks don't rise. Fathom will be going to Cuba on May 1st of 2016. That was just announced like 2 days ago.
We knew they were going, and you know, they did. They have said in different places, you know, they have been mentioning which ports they're interested in sailing in. But you know, they're still waiting for approval from the Cuban government. They have the U.S. approval. You know, to go, but they're still waiting for the Cuban approval, which is very possible to be received within the next few weeks. You know, I know that they've announced there are three specific ports. I mean, 11 total that have been targeted, but they're going to start off in three. You know, Havana, of course, will be the first one, Cienfuegos and Santiago are the other two. They're hoping to be able to be ready to go May 1, and it should be pretty exciting.
Nice. Well, looking forward to that. And we were both in Dominican Republic this week, and I have to say, man, that whole Fathom experience, the social impact work, it's very humbling.
It is very humbling. And you know, for people that really want to make immediate difference in the people's lives, I mean, we were there for a very short period of time, but I mean, Doug, you were helping two kids learning how to speak English. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw it, and both of these kids appreciated the attention that you were giving them. They were listening to what you had to say. I mean, they were making faces. I did see that. look, you made them laugh. They appreciated the time that we gave, but it was just one activity after another. I mean, the water purification, when we take purified water for granted, and we saw the look on the face of the Rodriguez family as they were being presented with the water filter that was gonna, I mean, literally just change their lives from the wine to water program. I mean, but they're making a difference. And I was shocked how far along in the development process Fathom was.
Yeah, fathom.org is their website in case you want to check it out. We've been talking with Stuart Chiron, the Cruise Guy, at cruiseguy.com. You can also follow him on Twitter, at Cruise Guy. Stuart, man, it was good catching up with you, and have a good one.
You too.
For over 42 years, Park West Gallery has introduced over 1.3 million people to fine art. Here's what actual customers are saying.
I've been collecting with Park West 5-6 years now.
6 years.
9 years.
10 years. Everybody we meet at Park West makes you feel comfortable. You're part of their family.
It is an exciting and fun experience. It is enjoyable, uplifting.
Park West has been so kind to us. Park West makes us excited to spend money on art.
To find out more about Park West Gallery, visit parkwestgallery.com or go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Park West Gallery icon.
Every day, thousands of cruisers set sail to the Caribbean and are increasingly choosing their shore excursions through cruisingexcursions.com. Why cruising excursions? With prices up to 60% lower than cruise lines, around-the-clock customer service, and guarantees that give you a peace of mind, why not? So whether you're looking to zipline in Jamaica, snorkel in Nassau, or see Mayan ruins in Mexico, market-leading specialist cruisingexcursions.com has you covered. Book your family's next shore excursion at cruisingexcursions.com.
Dan Skilkin is the president and CEO of TripInsurance.com. He's going to take us to school today. Yeah, Tropical Storm Erica was out there a couple of weeks ago, causing havoc out there and canceling cruise itineraries. People have been emailing in asking about cancellations due to sickness and loss of work. So we decided to bring Dan on to tackle your listener questions. So, Dan, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, now before we get to the listener questions, let's back up a bit. And I want to have you explain the difference between travel insurance you buy from a cruise company, a travel agency, or a comparison website like TripInsurance.com?
Doug, this is a great question, and it comes up all the time because it talks to value and coverage for your money. Your cruise company sells plans that are exclusively designed and sold by only the cruise company. The provisions of their policies are specifically designed for the cruise company, and often the cancellation benefits are restricted to a credit on a future cruise. The reasons for cancellation may also be limited, for example, to things like an illness. And these policies never cover you for bankruptcy of the cruise line, so you're always exposed to that risk if you buy your insurance directly from the cruise company.
Okay.
Your travel agency, they sell retail third-party travel insurance plans. So these plans will cover you for bankruptcy of the cruise line, not for bankruptcy of the travel agency. The travel agent typically makes a lot of money on the sale of travel insurance. Mm-hmm. I've actually seen systems where during quoting and enrollment, a travel agent could pick their level of commission and it directly affected the end price to the consumer.
Wow.
They typically only offer one or two brands of insurance, and they're rarely going to give you an opportunity to compare coverage or features for the price.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with comparison websites, they generally sell the exact same travel insurance brands that you get from your travel agent and at the exact same prices. But the difference here is that you can compare the plans side by side to see which product covers the risks you're most concerned about and so that you can get the best price out of the insurance. At TripInsurance.com, we're a different kind of comparison website because we sell exclusive products directly from the leading underwriters that are behind the brands you buy from your travel agent.
Mm-hmm.
By buying direct on our website, you can save 40% or more on comparable coverage. And we group the plans into good, better, and best categories so that you can easily pick the right plan for your budget. And we give you an easy way to compare the plans side by side. Now, insurance companies, here's an helpful hint, because insurance companies set up their rates to compete for travelers in a particular age group or for a particular level of travel costs. And we help you find the lowest cost plan by doing a side-by-side comparison to find the best coverage value for you. We're also the only comparison website that lets you file your claims right there on the website. So that's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I wanted to mention is that we've gotten calls by clients that tell us that their travel agent or tour company has made it mandatory for them to buy travel insurance for their trip, or they won't book the cruise. I got to tell you, this is illegal in all 50 states. You cannot bundle insurance with another product or make it mandatory to buy insurance in order to purchase a trip. So tell your travel agent you want to compare prices on a website like TripInsurance.com.
Now, back to the cruise line travel insurance just for a second here. Does that mean, like with a cruise line policy, is that a blanket policy where if you're 7 or 70, you're paying the same amount?
Yes, they are not age sensitive plans. They basically are set up for the cost of the cruise itself and the length of the cruise, not the age of the traveler. Whereas on a travel agency plan or one on a site like TripInsurance.com, they're priced based on your age.
Gotcha.
And so a lot of times you can get a better price by comparing the way in which the companies have targeted particular people. So some companies price these plans out much, much better for older travelers. Some offer an incentive for younger families to buy their plans just by the way in which they price them.
All right, Beth is on the line. Go ahead, Beth.
I've been reading a lot about travel insurance online. So my question is the protection worth it?
This depends upon how much money you're committing to a future trip. Anyone who's received payment for a claim for travel insurance will tell you that they won't travel without it.
Now, Devin is in St. Louis, and Devin asks, will my primary health insurance cover me if I get sick or hurt?
Well, Devin, I don't know if you're covered by Medicare. If you're covered by Medicare, that certainly does not cover you overseas. And your personal health plan through your work or private health insurance may cover you for an emergency room visit, and it might cover you for an out-of-network treatment mm-hmm. in a hospital if you file the claim when you get home. The problem is that they're going to first apply your deductible, so you're very likely going to have some out-of-pocket expense if you're relying on your own insurance for coverage. Mm-hmm. Travel insurance is generally primary coverage overseas, and there's no deductible. So it covers all your medical bills, whether it's just an emergency room visit or you end up having to make a hospital stay. And it'll also cover the cost of helping you catch back up with your tour group or a cruise if you do have a travel delay because of a medical emergency. Your primary health insurance certainly won't cover that. Hmm. We had a young client that had an onboard emergency treatment during a cruise. They were getting dressed for dinner, and the boat was rocking a bit on some choppy seas. And they gripped the closet door frame to steady themselves, and as the boat swayed, the closet door slammed on their hand. I got to tell you, it crushed two of their fingers, and it really cut them up bad. Four of their fingers were lacerated pretty badly. Oh. And it ended up being a $4,000 medical bill for the x-rays, resetting their fingers, and sewing up their hand. I got to tell you, all of that was covered by the travel insurance. And it put us a really nice letter and said, thank God they had the coverage. It was worth every penny.
An incident like that, Dan, of course, it happens on the ship. So normally they could just kind of stitch you up and do some x-rays on the ship itself before you do the post-procedure once you get off the ship. Will it cover like your, what is it called, the infirmary visit as well?
That $4,000 bill was the infirmary visit.
Oh.
All the entire patch-up, the x-rays that were done, the doctor resetting the fingers and sewing them up, all of that was done on board the ship. They were out on pretty far out from land.
Mm-hmm.
This was emergency treatment, and they handled it on board, but it was very expensive. This $4,000 hit their cruise bill.
Oh, my gosh.
And they filed a claim with travel insurance, and it was all covered.
Oh, wow. Mark in Boston has a question about cancellation. He says, what reasons for cancellation are covered by travel insurance?
This is going to vary by plan, and I got to tell you, the devil is always in the details. Some plans are priced lower because they leave out coverage for certain risks. So you always need to read the actual plan to make sure the coverage you need is included. All plans are going to cover you for sickness, injury, or death. If you've got to cancel due to a documented medical problem for you or a traveling companion or a family member, including family members that aren't traveling with you, plans typically will cover that. And some will even extend that to a business partner. Mm-hmm. But it's a very good idea to buy your insurance within 14 days of your initial deposit and pick a plan that's got a pre-existing condition waiver to make sure you've got the broadest coverage. Otherwise, they're going to be looking at your medical records to try to see if you had that problem within 60 days or 90 days of you purchasing the plan.
Jerome is on the line. Go ahead, Jerome.
Hi, this is Jerome. I have a question. Will travel insurance let you cancel for work-related issues?
Some plans have got canceled for work reason coverage. If you're involuntarily terminated or laid off at work, this is a covered reason to cancel in many plans. Some plans will even cover you if your boss revokes your previously approved vacation time, so you've got to stay home and work and maybe tune up your resume so you can find another job where they don't cancel your vacation. Some of the other reasons for cancellation include bankruptcy of a travel supplier or mandatory evacuation orders in your destination, and that's a smart coverage feature if you're planning on taking a cruise into a hurricane zone.
Jessica in Kentucky says, if I'm traveling and have a medical emergency, what happens and how does travel insurance help? I guess she's asking, like, do I pay out of pocket and get reimbursed, or how does that work?
First of all, we offer a toll-free number that you can call, collect, and they're going to help you find local medical help. So, yes, sometimes you can check with a hotel or check with the boat, but we're going to find you the best medical help that's locally available, give you access to translators and a doctor in the United States that will help coordinate your medical treatment over the phone with the local physicians. If they determine that you're going to get better treatment back in the United States, they'll arrange for medical transportation, even if it's by air ambulance. So, but to answer your question, for instance, if a hospital is requiring proof of payment, the insurance company can guarantee payment of that bill up front. So you may not necessarily have out of pocket. Some cases, they may ask you to pay, and then you can file a claim on the travel insurance. But with our ability, you can file a claim straight on our website. So if you're on your vacation and you do have a medical problem, you can start the claim process even before you come home.
Okay, interesting. Are there deductibles on these policies?
No.
No.
All of them are primary coverage up front. They will cover your full medical bill without the deductible.
Nice.
So these are a really, really nice, you know, the point here is to not come home with a souvenir of a large medical bill from some right. problem that happened on your trip.
Yeah, definitely. And just before we started talking today, Dan, I had an email on Facebook from Mark. Mark just said, I have a cruise booked in December. Unfortunately, I just got word that my sister has cancer. What policy should I buy, God forbid she passes, during or right before my cruise?
So I'm sorry to hear this news. This is really tough on families going through this. Mm-hmm. These are the right times to buy travel insurance, and all of the plans on tripinsurance.com will cover you in the event of the death of a family member, either before you depart or while you're on your cruise. And if you're on your cruise, the travel insurance under the trip interruption provisions will not only cover extra costs to get you home up to the limits of the plan, but they'll also cover the cost of your unused vacation that you weren't able to finish because of the family tragedy. The plans will also cover you if your sister gets sicker and you've got to stay home to take care of her. That kind of coverage, though, is typically limited by whether or not she's already in hospice at the time you buy the plan. But again, God forbid if she passes away, even if she was already in hospice, that is always covered as a reason for cancellation, and you'll be able to cancel your cruise and get a refund of the cancellation penalty.
And Godspeed, Mark, to you and your sister there, thinking about you for sure. If you want to find the answers to these questions, just check out the show notes at cruiseradio.net. We've been talking with Dan Skilkin, president and CEO of tripinsurance.com. Dan, thanks for being on the show and answering our questions.
Doug, it's my pleasure. Anytime I can help, please let me know.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the tripinsurance.com studios in Jacksonville, Florida. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.